Being John, written by Urey and read by K-Burb. This is a Star Wars fic featuring the characters of John Antilles and Faye. Summary. Choosing to be John Antilles is easy once he knows it's a choice he's allowed to make. Choosing how to be John is a little more involved. What about this one? The bar of soap Faye holds out is a light brown color. The stall holds several dozen such bars in numerous colors, each separated into large glass jars. When Faye opened this one, a sort of musky scent wafted out of it. Initially, it was mild, but the longer the jar stayed open and Faye held the bar close to his nose, the more overpoweringly wrong it smelled. He shook his head. Initially, he tried to hold the bars and smell each for a time, but the scents had started to cling to his hands and sleeves, and Faye had offered to hold them after that. Faye put that one back, sealing the jar once more, and reached for another, light green this time.
Better,
he sent her as the scent of cut grass and moist earth and something citrus-like filled his nose.
I don't think it's right, though.
Maybe something like this, then? She put the light green bar away to pull out a dark, almost black-looking green. Pine and cedar. Jasmine and vetiver. Petrichor. Masculine, but not harsh like so many of the previous had been. The pine and cedar and perhaps the jasmine also would linger as the other notes faded. Woody scents with a floral undertone he was already familiar and very fond of.
This one. Please.
Of course, John. She turned to the vendor. Two of these, please, and one of the light green for me, I think. John turned away from the stall. Faye had insisted on this trip, insisted that she would be paying for his new things, and insisted it was terribly rude to refuse such presents. He didn't want to see her credits changing hands, though, to see the little money she earned be spent on something as frivolous as scented soaps for him. Faye looped her arm through his, tugging him along to another stall. I told you, John, I'm very happy to be able to spend my money on this for you. You deserve a few things that make you feel at home in yourself. At home in himself. Faye had used that phrase earlier, too. Had explained that just because he had no place to call home, that didn't mean he could not feel at peace in his own skin. Personal things, like the items she was helping him pick out, were useful and necessary. And it hurt no one to choose those that suited him instead of what others thought should suit him. The dark brown and heavy hooded cloak she'd already bought him to replace the light tan, shawl-like wrap he'd become accustomed to was a welcome weight. Wearing it felt like he was less untethered from himself. It felt solid, warm, and heavy, but not restricting. It added a force and weight to his movements that felt more solid than he could normally manage. And Faye was happy to accept his old shawl to wear, so it wasn't a wasted item. It suited her. John wondered if other people had looked at him and thought the same. Over there, we should get you some new boots, too. Don't think I didn't see you restitching the seam of yours the other night. If we look at the heavy pairs, we should be able to find some that are more durable than your usual fare, and you'll have to replace them less often as well. The day was early yet. And despite having made several small purchases, Faye showed no signs that she was upset with him for being so slow to choose any of the things she was offering to buy for him. Nor was she pushing what she thought was fitting for him to purchase based on being John instead of Jonna. It was nice to simply be John and to choose whatever it was that John would be. The end.
As you hurt me down.